Kick it.
Hey, that's a theme song.
That's a theme song.
That's a theme song.
We followed through.
Yeah, almost didn't, but almost I did didn't. It.
How long did that take you?
10 minutes.
10 minutes. What'd you
Soup
do?
To nuts.
Just give me a basic rundown of what you did.
Basic rundown. I set up some microphones on the drum set and I played some drums. I just did two takes of like little quick drum jams, and then I did 5 seconds of figuring out a guitar part.
5 seconds.
5 seconds.
That's all it was.
Yeah. And then I played and recorded that, and then I did just a second thing where I changed it up a little bit, and then I just did a bass part, and then I mixed it. 10 minutes.
Nice. 10 minute theme song, y'all. The ambition in me wants to promise a new 10 minute theme song every week, but fuck that.
I can do a 10 minute theme song every couple weeks, probably.
Yeah, we can work on it. That. Maybe if we get ideas for 10 minute theme songs, we'll show them to you as theme songs.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So this is episode 8.
Oh, thank God you remembered the number, because I did not.
Episode.
At all.
Well, I just have it written down in the notebook each time.
Praise.
I make a little notey poos for myself.
Don't like that you said that.
I just like to add e-poo to things.
Yeah, me too. I'm kidding.
It makes everything kind of cute.
My mic keeps falling. Let's figure this out.
Yeah, that was my problem last week.
Yeah, I think I have your stand from last week.
Good, because it was an asshole.
Hey, you're a dick, man.
So yeah, this is episode 8. It is Tuesday, July 22nd, 2014. That's the date that we're
recording. The year of
our
Lord.
And it is 10:02 in the morning. I gotta go to work in a couple hours.
I just ate a Hostess cupcake.
I just ate some breakfast sandwiches from the local grocery store, and they were quite good.
TNC.
So there's that. Shout out TNC. Right across from our house. So yeah, just doing the podcast thing. Connor doing the touching his mic to his throat thing like he normally does.
It just feels good.
Yeah. Except with that mic stand, you're just going to lose Mike, bro.
I'm going to lose Mike.
Just going to lose Mike.
Where you at, Mike?
My brother.
Yo, Mike!
My brother, Mike Tootin.
Yeah.
He's in Boulder.
Well, that answers my question. So did you hear about what is happening with Fight Club?
No.
There's a Fight Club 2 is going to happen.
Fuck.
Not the movie.
No.
No, it's a
no,
10
it's a book.
It's a comic series. Dark Horse Comics is making it.
Okay.
It's a 10 issue maxi series is what they're calling it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that's an actual term, Zach. Zach, I don't know if that's an actual term.
Where you at, Zach?
He's in Helena.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
That answers my question.
Both of you, if you're listening, our listeners now know where you are.
So feel good about it.
We should give the location of our brothers every episode.
Yeah, it's probably going to be the same.
Yeah.
But apparently it's 10 years past Fight Club. Narrator Jack Joe has a baby with Marla and is like freaking out about being a bad father in the same way as his dad. And then something more abstract for Tyler Durden that I can't remember or explain. But Tyler Durden is back, and it's going to be pretty tight, I think.
This sounds pretty tight.
Yeah, I'm interested in it. That's all I know about it.
Well, I'm really excited. It's early, so my excitement's not like, holy shit, dude, this is so fucking cool. But yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah. It's just my mic here. Yeah, there we go. That's good. Mm-hmm. There it is. Perfect mic position.
Yeah, I think I got mine too.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
You're just sitting like a real DJ.
I'm straight lounging.
Yeah, you got one arm up. Yeah. Like, I swear to God, if I took a picture, you look straight out of the 70s right
will
now.
Will you take a picture?
I will, this? Yeah. I will do that
this
for
is
you.
Just for me. Listen to us take a picture.
It's
silently.
I'm on vibrate, so you're not going to hear it, but yeah, you just look like you're straight fucking chilling.
I am straight chilling, dude.
It's blurry. I'm going to get another one.
Do it.
That was a good pause face. That this is a sexy one. You gave me sexy eyes in that one.
I can't not, dude.
All right. So here it is. Episode 8.
Holy shit. We're doing still this introducing
for,
this?
Doing, I guess, doing this for 8 weeks. More like 10 weeks because we missed a couple weeks.
Who's counting? Apparently Eric.
I mean, all I got to do is subtract a couple weeks because I know we missed a couple. But we're almost to the double digits, y'all. Almost to the double motherfucking digits.
What if we just did a podcast talking about how we do a podcast?
We could probably do that. We can make that happen.
Can we dedicate this whole episode to just talking about what we've done in
so
the past?
I remember when I first decided I wanted to try to do a podcast. No, but it's been fun. It's been interesting. I promise I'll bring more Zoltar stories at some point, but I just can't find that.
Yeah, I really.
Journal.
We should just
can't
tear
find
up
that
the house.
Fucking journal.
We should just tear up the house.
We really should. I mean, it's not like
I cannot see it across the room. From
I can't
right
see
now.
It right now at all. But yeah, so there'll be another one next week. I promise. There it is. Making a goal. Maybe another 10-minute theme song. You don't know. We don't know either.
Maybe a theme song that lasts 10 minutes.
Fuck.
We don't know.
We're going to bring Tool in to record a theme song that lasts 10 minutes.
We got our good friends, Tool. They're going to come hang out in the house. You know,
I got Maynard
studio.
On speed dial.
We need to write a song called I Got Maynard on Speed Dial.
It'll come after Randy's got a head wound.
I just fought at Battleground in a fatal four match.
You didn't win the four way.
I didn't win the four way, but I still tried my hardest.
And that is all you can ask from the Apex Predator.
He didn't get a head wound in that match. So that's
he
good.
Did not. He almost got a head wound.
I mean, he really is going for it as far as.
Getting
he's,
the shit
you know,
kicked
like,
out of him.
Yeah. I was... The kid in me doesn't want to like Randy Orton, but the wrestling fan in me is just like, yeah, he's good.
He's really good.
He makes it look easy.
Yeah. He's, like, really natural.
And he's good at putting people over, too.
Mm-hmm. And he's, like, good at making me hate him.
Yeah, exactly. Like, shout out RKO.
Fucking RKO. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Just RKO. His initials.
Yeah.
For a move.
Randall Keith Orton.
Oh, Randall.
Let's dance, Randall. Con Gina. So, yeah. What do you want to talk about, man?
The only thing I had thought of was that Fight Club 2 thing, and we burned it already.
Well, shit. How about The Leftovers?
Oh, how about The Leftovers? We haven't watched this week's episode.
No, we've only...
I'm going to watch that today.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You're
going to
watch it without me?
Yeah, I got it, man.
Shit, dude. Fine. I'll just be at Walmart. Slaving away.
Do not envy you.
But yeah, it's a good show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
You want to give a rundown? Of what it's about?
Yeah, it's basically set in a world post this weird kind of rapture thing that may or may not be the rapture, where a bunch of just people disappeared all across the world, and it's like watching the people deal with that years afterward and how it's still affecting them, and it's fucking crazy.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on as far as like different characters that are all connected. The first episode does a really good job of kind of shrouding all these characters in mystery. Like, you don't know why you're seeing all these different people, and then you realize that they're all connected in some way. And the first episode's fucking good. It's really fucking good.
All of them so far have been really good. Christopher Eccleston in his, Eccleston is in it. Former Doctor of Doctor Who.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that.
Yep. He was the ninth Doctor.
Oh, he was the... Yeah,
he was the first Doctor of the reboot.
Yeah, okay. Okay. That's going to make me want to watch Doctor Who now.
Honestly, that season is really underrated. He's awesome as the Doctor. He's just not as, like, quirky funny as the other two Doctors.
Oh.
Yeah, he's, like, more serious. He's really fucking good.
Huh. Well, I'm going to have to check out this whole Doctor Who thing. I've been meaning to.
It's not unavailable to you.
I know. It's on both streaming services that I have.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Both of them.
Both of them.
Both of them, dude.
Both of the streaming services that are offered to me. This is Bowie to Bowie. Can you hear me out there, man?
Mm. This is Bowie back to Bowie. I read aloud and clear, man. Hoo yeah, man. That was fun.
Yeah, it's always fun to Bowie.
It's always fun to Bowie.
Pretty freaky, man. the media monkeys and their junkies.
Invite you to the plastic pantomime.
Throw their invites away.
Guys, watch Flight of the Conchords again.
Yeah, I've been getting into it again. Like, never like, really... Really gave it a huge chance in the past, but I've just been watching. I've just been binge watching because I have like 4 hours in the morning
from the time
I wake up to the time I have to go to work.
It's so enjoyable.
Yeah, it's just a good like mindless watch.
Yeah, like you can zone out. You can like take a nap and wake up and be fine.
Yeah, it's just. Although I did take a nap the other day. While I was watching that, actually.
Yeah.
I was on the couch, and I was sleeping, and I had like an hour before I had to go to work, and I was like, gosh, I'm real tired. And so I like got off the couch and went up to my bed, and just passed out. And then I woke up like 45 minutes before I had to work, and I just felt like shit. Like, I was tired. I was really tired still. Mm-hmm. I felt like I was kind of shaky and like just felt really fucking weird. And I think it's because I'm like trying to quit smoking. I've been cutting back on my smoking because I want to quit. And I think that because I was like the second day, I think that I had decided to do that. So I cut back from smoking like a pack of cigarettes a day in like a 24-hour span, like every 2 days, I guess, if you count conscious hours.
Mm-hmm.
To smoking like 5 a day, and I think it just either that fucked with me or I was so tired that I had entered like deep sleep, and when I woke up, when my alarm woke me up, I was still in that deep sleep cycle, and it was when you wake up out of that, you're tired still.
Yeah, so. I bet it was a combination. I bet the deep sleep was a lot of it.
Yeah,
I get like, really fucked up after naps.
Yeah, and I was sitting there, and like my heart was beating really fast and like hard, and I was just like, "What the fuck is wrong with me?" And I have to go to work in like 45 minutes, so. And it's, I think my schedule was like 5 to 9. I worked only a 4-hour shift.
Yeah.
But I think I was the only person there. In fact, I'm pretty sure I was the only person there. And so this entire 4 hours, I basically stayed in the same spot at work and just one after another just had customers coming up to me. One customer took like an hour to deal with their problem. Oof. Just had people just funneling in, and I finally like... It was like 8:30, and I hadn't had my break or anything, so I just like took my break, went out to my car, sat there with my head hanging low, just like really sad for 20 minutes, and I went back in and clocked out and came home.
Yeah, that place will do it to you.
Yeah. Oh, it's just, I don't understand what, I had a lady call me yesterday, and she... was describing a common problem that I have to deal with these fucking phones, because the phones are cheap and fucking suck.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, you know, that's a really common problem. I'm sure if you Google it, that's what I would try doing, is Googling it to see if you can find an answer. because I don't know off the top of my head. That's what I would do. And she's like, so you're basically telling me to search for the answer on the internet. And I'm like, yeah. Like, that's how is that concept hard to understand? You have a smartphone. You can Google how to fix your problem from your broken phone. You can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, well, what would I even say? And I'm just like, just type in what problem you're having. And then type in what kind of phone you have. And then just press enter. You don't. She's like, well, do I have to phrase it in the form of a question? I'm like, no.
No, the internet's like really smart.
The internet knows everything.
Literally everything.
So, I mean, just do it. And then she thanked me and I went on my way. But it was ridiculous because, like, that's like common knowledge these days is how to use the fucking internet.
No, I don't think it is.
How to use Google? Google's been around for a long time, man, like 10 years at least.
I know.
Over 10 years.
I wish it were common knowledge, but I don't think it is.
I don't understand how people don't understand what Google is.
Like, the amount that we have to explain the internet to people is crazy.
Just the amount that, like, I mean, maybe I'm just... I'm not sleeping on it, but maybe I guess people are, man. Like, if you don't know how to use Google in this day and age, I don't know how the fuck you're surviving. Like, yeah, we have encyclopedias still, but how do you do research on anything? Like, do they still make encyclopedias even?
I don't know.
I don't either. Like, hard copy encyclopedias.
They have to, right? Because don't schools like still buy encyclopedias? Like elementary schools?
I mean, I don't see why they would. If you're like a pretty big budget school, you can afford the technology. And a lot of schools these days are like requiring kids to be able to type when they're in third grade. I was learning cursive in third grade. And these kids are learning how to type in third. I didn't learn how to type until I was in high school. But like, I want to like grab one of those school supply lists and see what they look like nowadays compared to... Because like, they're giving kids...
one MacBook Air.
Yeah. They're giving kids like iPads and fucking tablets and shit. 500
gigabyte hard drive.
Yeah. They're giving all that shit to kids in grade school. Now, when I was a kid, we had textbooks.
When I was a kid.
I know it sounds fucking old, but it's like, no, it wasn't that long ago. It was fucking in the 90s. The late 90s and early 2000s. That's when I was a kid. And we still used, we had all this technology. We didn't have it like readily available like we do now. We don't have it in the palm of our hands. Like
yeah,
we do
I think
now,
we got computers at my school when I was in third grade. So I started doing like Mavis Beacon typing in like fourth and fifth grade.
Yeah, we got computers when I was, I mean, we had computers, I think when I was in like fifth grade is when we got them. But they were shitty, old, fucking slow-ass computers. And then when I was in eighth grade, like the very last day of school, eighth grade, they got new computers and they had the eighth graders load them into the building, which was fucking mean, I thought, for one. Like, okay, you're going to get computers after we leave, so we can't use them. But hey, might as well make us load them into the school for you so the other kids can use them. Fucking Boulder.
Oh. What else did you have? You were looking at the albums that came out this year?
Oh, yeah. There's a fucking lot of them, dude.
I know. There's it's like, crazy.
Like, even, like, I didn't, I mean, I realize a lot of albums come out every year, but just a lot of, like, really good. And Wikipedia has a fucking list of 2014 albums. I'm just going to kind of go down the list and show you. What we got. First quarter. Del the Funky Homo Sapien came out with a new album.
That's nice.
Pixies had Ep 2. Bruce Springsteen came out with a new one. Switchfoot came out with a new one.
Switchfoot. Again. Shout out Switchfoot.
Yeah, that's what I said when I read that. I was like, that's nice. Okay, all right. Against Me came out with Transgender Dysphoria Blues.
Yeah, that's good too. Have you listened to that?
No, yeah. I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, it's really good.
Nice. This is just January. Of Mice and Men, never heard of them. Oh, they're metalcore, new metal. Broken Bells came out with a new album.
I almost, like, there was a fleeting moment where Clint and I were going to go see them in New Orleans when I was there.
Really?
Yeah, they were at the House of Blues. We didn't, but for like 5 minutes we were going to.
Yeah. John Butler Trio came out with Flesh and Blood, their new album.
Yeah, didn't they play a song on one of the late night shows that was like kind of underwhelming?
Yeah, I didn't care for it as much. But yeah. Presidents of the United States of America came out with
that
two albums,
dude. That is really interesting to me, and I want to listen to those.
Yeah, kudos to you, and thanks for the feedback on the names of those albums.
Going to look them up.
Beck came out with a new album. I haven't cared about Beck in a while. No. Kid Cudi had a new album.
I will probably listen to that once.
Yeah. Drive by Truckers with a new album. Fuel had a new album.
What?
Yeah. Post grunge hard rock is the
Fuel
the genre.
What else did Fuel do?
I only know him from the one song, and I can't even remember how it goes.
To the internet.
Yeah, it's like something to do with meteors, I think. Yeah. 311 came out with a new album. Pretty Reckless. Foster the People with a new album. Was that their second album?
Fucking Hemorrhage is the big
Hemorrhage
song.
That's that song.
Bleed out in my hands. In my hands again.
Yeah.
My brother would be so disappointed that I didn't remember that.
That song's pretty tight.
That song used to play on this one like 90s alt rock CD infomercial that my brother and I fucking loved.
Dude, I know which one you're talking about.
That was on Fuse all the time? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome.
There was a Our Lady Peace song on that commercial
too. Yep, there was.
I'm pretty sure it was somewhere out there.
Yeah, I can't remember any of the other songs, but I want to find that infomercial.
Dude, I want to find that fucking CD and buy it.
Yeah.
I'm sure we could, and that's going to happen.
Yeah, that's going to happen for sure.
Law Dispute came out with Rooms of the House.
That record is one that I need to get more into. I didn't like it as much as other Law Dispute records.
Yeah. Wolf Mother came out with a new album.
Really?
Yeah. Somehow Johnny Cash.
That's got to be some unreleased material.
Yeah, like some Michael Jackson shit.
Like some
Tupac
shit. He
came out with a new one, too. Chiodos came out with a new.
Oh, that's the first one with Johnny Craig back.
Really?
Yeah. I might have to listen to that.
It's called Devil.
Yeah, probably listen to that one.
Post-hardcore is the genre.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything anymore.
No. Manchester Orchestra with Cope. That was a big one.
Yeah, Cope.
Good fucking album.
Also, this is a good time for me to mention the project that someday, probably not soon, but someday is going to happen. I'm going to make a mashup record of Cope and No Coast called No Cope. It will happen, but it's going to be very hard and take me a very long time.
Yeah, those are two albums that sound completely different.
Yeah, but it's going to be fun.
Yeah, for sure. Black Label Society with Zach Wild. He loves that guitar squeal.
He does love a squeal.
They came out with a new album.
That's nice.
Zach Woo Wild. That's just fun to do.
Whoa.
I was making that noise all with my mouth, people. Green Day came out with some demos. I'm imagining, because the name of it is Demolicious. I would imagine those are demos.
Probably.
Drake Bell? Drake Bell put out
guys.
Notes? It's called Ready, Steady, Go.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh. Pop rock is the genre.
Yeah, you bet it is.
No fucking kidding. Dude, I want to find some fucking Drake and Josh.
Oh, my God, me too.
Watch
yes.
this shit again.
We got to do that.
Winger? Put out a new album.
What's next?
That's just surprising to me.
Yeah, me too. What's next?
Atmosphere.
Oh, yeah.
Southsiders.
Southsiders. Yeah. I haven't listened to that yet.
Me either.
I've heard it's really good, though.
Yeah, I bet. I like Atmosphere. Blondie put out a new record.
How long can we do this?
I don't know.
I'm interested in doing it for as long as possible.
I'm still interested in what's going on here. Black yeah. Keys came out with a new one.
Mm.
Coldplay came out with a new one. We're in May now, so we're getting close.
This isn't even accounting for like Taking Back Sunday or Bayside or...
They didn't have those. Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, Taking Back Sunday came out with Happiness Is.
Yeah, Bayside got Cult. We got...
That was back in February, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Shit, that was a while ago.
Yeah, it was. It
doesn't seem like it. Nazareth, what? Jack White came out with a new one.
Mm.
Dead Ma 5. What's Dead Ma 5?
Dead Mouse.
I know.
Grandpa.
Mastodon.
Mastodon. Get at me, Mastodon.
Seether. Oh. Isolate and medicate.
I was getting my hair cut yesterday.
Yeah.
And they were listening
to... Oh, your hair looks good.
Thank you. No one noticed yesterday.
I didn't even... Did you, like, take off, like...
No, it was very minimal. Yeah, I was kidding. But they were listening to fucking Hinder, just a Hinder CD. It was ridiculous.
Like that one Hinder CD?
Yeah, like the Hinder CD.
The one with
yeah,
that big song. Why can't I think of the name of it?
Because you were interested in better things.
Yeah, I would hope so.
I don't know. Fuck Hinder every single day.
Dude, Morrissey came out with a new album.
Yeah, I have heard a little bit of that, and I did not like the sound of it, so I'm scared to listen to it.
Yeah, it's called World Peace Is None of Your Business. Rise Against with a new album. Weird Al Yankovic.
Yes.
He's doing some stuff right now, isn't he?
He just finished 8 days of 8 music videos in a row.
Yeah, that's pretty tight.
Yeah.
That's pretty baller. I haven't seen any of them, but I'm sure they're great.
They are awesome. And this is apparently his last record.
Because
this is finally fulfilling his record contract. He had one record deal for the same label for his entire career.
Really?
Like, yeah, for the last like 25 years. And this is the last record on that contract. So he's apparently done shooting records.
Tom Petty came out with a new one. Godsmack came out with a new one. Dragon Force came out.
Whoa.
Dude, can you guess what the it says for genre for Dragon Force?
No.
Power metal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imogen Heap came out with a new album.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about that.
Or no, this is still happening. This is August now, so this hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, I have heard about that new record coming out. The Imogen Heap record.
Here's a really exciting one for me.
What is it?
And you.
What is it?
And Zach.
What is it?
Gaslight Anthem. It's coming out with Get Hurt.
Oh, also, while we're talking about this, Joyce Manor today came out.
Yes, Joyce Manor came out today.
Never Hungover Again.
That is right, and it's a 20-minute record, right?
Yep. Just like all Joyce Manor records.
Yeah, just
very, very short.
Fucking breezy record. Some good shit.
Yeah. Listen I read to that. That's fun.
I don't know if... Did you post this or... I don't know if you did or not. I think Joyce Manor did. But it was like 5 songs that they...
Yeah, yeah. 7 bands that they ripped off. 7 bands that
they riffed off. Yeah. Really cool. Interpol's coming out with a new record. That's cool for me.
Interesting.
The Madden Brothers.
Oh, they're yes. They're not Good Charlotte anymore.
Called Greetings from California.
Do you remember the band Wakefield?
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 No.
Oh my gosh. Okay, Wakefield was like in the days of Good Charlotte. I remember this just because Good Charlotte's drummer used to be Wakefield's drummer. They're not great, but they're very, very funny to listen to. Like super, like they were probably 18 by the way that they talked and sang and sounded. It's on Spotify. And it's ridiculous. And if you feel like listening to ridiculous pop punk.
Yeah, I'll check it out. Raekwon's coming out with a new album. That's going to be fucking tight. I love Raekwon. He's one of my favorite members of the Wu-Tang Clan. It's called Fly International Luxurious Art.
I do like the sound of that.
Yeah, that just kind of rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, it do.
Lenny Kravitz coming out with a new one.
Okay.
Guess what genre Lenny Kravitz is? funk rock.
Funk rock.
It's called Strut. Boys to Men.
Okay.
Sorry, excuse me. Boys to Men.
So they're still working to get there, to men, huh?
Yeah, I guess they're not quite yet? Men yet.
20 years in the game ain't enough?
Boys, 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 boys.
Boys, 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 boily boys.
To Men. No. Dude, Weezer is coming out with a new album.
Yeah.
Everything will be all right in the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weezer, I mean, have you listened to Ratitude?
No, I haven't. Yeah.
Have you listened to the Red album?
Yeah, I've heard parts of that one. Let's see.
Have you listened to Hurley?
No, I haven't heard Hurley.
Mm.
No?
Nah.
What was the one that recently, didn't they have another one that came out recently? They like put out shit pretty regularly now.
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called, though.
I do like the idea of just having Hurley from Lost as the
album art. Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
It's pretty great.
Yeah, they do put out shit really regularly,
which is cool. And I mean, I don't know. With Weezer, you got the Blue album, the Green album, Maladroit, and Pinkerton, I think, are all gold. They're all great.
Yeah.
But that's all I really, really listen to. I haven't listened to the new stuff, so I can't really say whether I like it or not.
Yeah. I am not into it that much from what I have heard.
We're into October now. Angels and Airwaves with Tom DeLonge.
That was pretty inspired. Like, you felt that one.
Yeah, I did. Dude, Pink Floyd's coming out.
Oh, yeah. I meant to tell you this.
David Gilmour's on it. I'm feeling good about that. No Roger Waters, huh? Okay. Foo Fighters, they put out shit pretty regular, too.
Yeah, they do. That's the one for the HBO show, right?
Yeah, dude, I'm stoked.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited about that.
Really excited, me too. Blink-182 have announced that they're going to write a new record.
That's pretty cool.
After the Angels and Airwaves thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I'll listen to it. Comes out in October, apparently.
I don't know about that most recent Blink-182 record.
Or Unscheduled and TBA. The most recent what?
Blink-182 record.
Which
Neighbors.
One? Neighbors?
Yeah.
I haven't heard it.
It's from 2011, I think.
Oh. I didn't even realize they put out. I thought the last one was a self-titled.
No, when they got back together, they put one out.
Huh.
I don't know. It's okay.
Yeah.
I would have to listen to it again.
Collective Soul's going to put something out this year in The Cure. D12.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Big day.
Big day on the D12 front. Frank Ocean's going to put out another one. Guns N' Roses. Can you throw me a jungle?
Jungle! Welcome to the jungle!
Yeah.
Where do we go now? Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Where do we go now?
Wow, 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 wow!
That's just fun to do. If you guys haven't done an Axl Rose impression, just fucking try
it. Just let it all out. With an Axl Rose, you'll feel better.
Whenever you're just lost and you don't know where to go.
When you
just
feel low,
yell.
Let out a rose.
Iron Maiden, Kanye West.
Really?
Dude, Limp Bizkit.
Fred Durst.
Fred Durst. My way or the highway.
Guys.
Keep on rolling, 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 rolling. I know too much Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
Let's know the classics. Metallica's going to come out with a new one. Dude, there are so many. The Offspring? What the shit?
Whoa. Really?
Yeah.
Weird.
Queen? Ugh. You ain't nothing without Freddie Queen. They're singing with Adam Lambert now, I think I heard.
I think I've heard that as well. I don't know. You would, when we do the Great Dexter debate,
mm-hmm.
on when we record it on Wednesday to come out on Monday. You should talk to Biggs about Queen, because he fucking loves some Queen.
Does he?
Yeah.
I can talk for days. Well, maybe not days about Queen, but I can talk for days about classic rock.
Yeah.
It's my shit.
Just remember that. Continue.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay.
Tool. I remember.
So they put out a record, like, getting ready to do our theme song?
Yeah. I think the first single is actually what the theme song is.
Oh, really? That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. So, Waka Flocka Flame. I'm not excited about that. I just like saying it like that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, and that's the end of that. So those are new albums that are coming out, and that's going to be cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Let's talk about Battleground.
Let us do it. What'd you think? I was kind of half asleep for like 30% of it.
Yeah, it's not an important pay-per-view.
No, certainly not.
But I think it's important in the sense that it's setting up for an important pay-per-view.
Sorry.
Yeah, I got to do a little. Yeah, there we go.
Thanks.
But it's important in the sense that it's setting up for something bigger. Let's start off with the Usos versus
Wyatts.
The Wyatts. What did you think of that match?
I was kind of more bored than I would have liked to have been.
Yeah, it wasn't like super entertaining. And like, I know both of those teams can do a lot more than they did that night.
Yeah, I have been like really, really interested in both of them before.
Yeah, and I love a good 2 out of 3 falls match.
Love a good 2 out of 3 falls match. Love it. I have watched a lot of really cool 2 out of 3 falls matches. We should watch some of those, like CM Punk, Chris Hero, Iron Man matches.
That would be really cool.
Yeah.
I don't know why I keep trying to eat the microphone.
I don't know, man. It's like really, like giving me flashbacks to that fucking cupcake you ate yesterday. Guys, I watched Eric orally violate a cupcake. He took a bite out of it. It was a Hostess cupcake, so it's got that cream filling. And he fucking stuck his tongue out like a probe and just like docked into the cupcake and then used his tongue, like grabbed hold and just pulled the cupcake, the rest of the whole cupcake, into his mouth. It was terrifying. It was like watching a monster eat a baby.
It was okay. Well, in my defense,
truly something to behold.
In my defense, I took a bite of the cupcake and I thought, you know, that's just not going to do it for me.
You need more in this moment.
So I needed to ingest the entire thing.
All at once.
All at once.
All at once. Because if you took one part of the cupcake, all the other parts of the cupcake would get lonely and jealous.
It's true. It was good, though. It was a good cupcake. It was hard to chew all of that at once, so I don't recommend doing it.
No, don't. Especially those cupcakes.
Big choking hazard.
Those cupcakes, like, solidify in your mouth.
Yeah, they're not like
you got to get
moist.
Them down quick.
Not super moist. So a couple of these matches I didn't even see. I think they're on the pre-show. But Adam Rose with Layla and Summer Rae defeated Fandango. Can you guess how long that match lasted?
12 seconds.
1 minute and 21 seconds.
That is way too long.
Yeah, Cameron defeated Naomi. Is Cameron the bitchy
really?
One?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I'm pretty sure Cameron's girl. Bye. Don't like that.
Fuck that. Bomb.com.
Fuck out of here.
Just fucking
dumb. Girl, bye to you, girl, bye miss. To
you. Okay, so yeah, Usos, Jimmy and Jay defeated the Wyatts.
Keep the championship.
I am totally on board with Luke Harper.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's great. He's interesting. Fucking Eric Rowan, I could give less of a fuck about.
Yeah, he looks kind of like a bunny rabbit.
He does look like a bunny rabbit.
Right?
He's got those teeth.
Yep, it's the teeth, his nose,
his
bunny nose,
and the eyes.
Yep,
just bunny. He was a bunny. He was a bunny in the past life.
Yeah, definitely.
He's a bunny.
He's a bunny of a man. He's a bunny of a man.
So he spells his name with a CK, and that's just fucking weird. There were a lot of, like, false finishes in that match. Like, the Usos did a lot of, like, I can't believe he kicked out of the splash type of thing. And it was like, yeah, how can you not believe that? They're fucking 2 times your size, Usos.
Yeah.
One of those guys equals an Uso. Just one of them equals 2 Usos.
Yeah. Like, when Harper says Us, y'all say oh.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. You don't need Rowan.
Yeah, when Rowan says Us, you all say, you don't need Harper. Although he does kind of need Harper.
He does, because Rowan, as we've discussed, is
quite boring.
Quite boring.
AJ Lee defeated Paige.
Oh, yeah. That match was, like, really cool.
Yeah, it was really good. And AJ kicked out of her finisher, which was kind of crazy, because I don't think anybody's kicked out of that yet.
Yeah, and didn't Paige not tap to the Black Widow?
Yeah. Yeah, she reversed it. which was really cool.
Yeah, that was also really cool.
So they're going to have a really good rivalry, I think.
And AJ brought back the Shining Wizard.
Yeah.
Get at me, Shining Wizard. That's, I fucking love that as a name so much.
Yeah, it's super cool. Rusev defeated Jack Swagger via countout. That was a cool match because those guys are so both so big, and Rusev's been like the dominant guy. Like, he's the big guy that nobody can knock off, and Jack Swagger was holding his own. And that match ended. Jack Swagger had the Patriot lock on him on the outside of the ring.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then Rusev threw him into the post and just knocked him the fuck
out. Yeah, that was fucking cool.
If he wasn't knocked out, then Swagger was doing a hell of a job selling because it looked good.
Can I tell you something about Rusev? Because you didn't get to watch Raw last night.
Yeah.
Great Khali came out and fought him.
What?
Yeah. I don't remember more than that, but I know because I was making dinner or was buying dinner at that point. Because it was Great Khali.
Yeah.
So, but Great Khali is fighting Rusev now, so.
Oh, that's cool. Well,
that's something. I don't know if it's cool.
I mean, Khali is just.
For India.
Yeah. Seth Rollins defeated Dean Ambrose by forfeit because Dean Ambrose got kicked out, but he still came and beat him up. Also, the segment where Dean Ambrose was hiding in Seth Rollins' trunk was fucking great.
That was really, really cool. I thought for sure that he was in the ambulance.
I thought so too because they had it framed that way, but nope.
No, he was not.
Chris Jericho defeated Bray Wyatt. That one surprised me.
That one was my predic and kind of surprised me within the context of it because I kind of was like, I was impressed by Bray Wyatt. Is that something I can say?
I mean, yeah. I'm impressed by him all the time.
All the time? Can't you have to stop eating the microphone? They can't see when you do it.
They can hear it probably. I could fit a lot of that in my mouth. That's weird.
Yeah, you would give good head.
That'd be the weirdest dick though.
That is a very like tapered just dick. Like a tapered giant... in the wrong way.
Yeah.
Like it's narrow at the base.
Yeah.
And then just a bulbous.
It's a very top-heavy dick.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I bet the balance is tweaked a little bit. And move on.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, I didn't... I don't know, the match was pretty good. I didn't catch a whole hell of a lot of it, but... Yeah, I was pretty impressed. God. Sorry, I keep yawning. The Miz won the fucking Battle Royal.
Okay, that was some booty.
That was some booty because I thought Dolph Ziggler had it. I didn't because I saw who won before I even saw the thing.
Because fuck the WWE app.
Yeah, fuck the WWE app. Don't be spoiling matches.
Don't be spoiling matches.
Maybe wanted to watch it later.
I'm going to edit that.
Thank you.
That is not okay.
You have to actually edit it out, though, or else.
Yes, this is the first time I'm actually going to. I am very upset with you.
Dude, if you, like, look at anything on Facebook involving
I know it's
stupid
upsetting.
White kids from Montana.
Yeah, it's really upsetting.
You'll see it. But anyway, The Miz. Fuck The Miz. John Cena retained his title.
Surprising no one.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not even going to talk about it. What you listening to lately?
That, just the sound of you eating a microphone.
It's just so fun.
Just the same shit, man.
That helps a lot.
Yeah, just like No Coast some more.
No Coast still.
There's a Andrew Jackson Jihad record I've been listening to
a lot.
Talk
about that.
Knife Man. It's called Knife Man. It's got a lot of pretty songs on it. A lot of funny songs on it.
Did you say pretty songs and funny songs?
Yes, it's 17 songs, I believe. Yeah, it's really good. Listen to Knife Man.
Cool. I've been listening to, I've had Second Stage Turbine Blade in my car.
Uh-huh.
By Coheed and Cambria. And,
Who are they?
Coheed and Cambria is my favorite band.
Who are they? I've never heard of them before.
They did Welcome Home.
Oh, I love that song. I'm a big fan of them.
Yeah. They did other songs too that are better, but yeah, they're my favorite.
The Suffering is better, I think.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of songs that are better. I mean, that's a good song. Welcome Home is a great song, but I fucking heard it so many times. That's the only thing people know by them. They have such better songs.
They do. As someone who is like 1 foot in the door to Coheed and 1 foot out of the door to Coheed, like they have way better songs than that fucking song.
Yeah.
But yeah. Isn't that how it goes?
Yeah. The Second Stage Turbine Blade, that's their first album that they put out as Coheed and Cambria. It's the second in the story. And I guess to clarify on that, they are a concept band that every album they put out is a part of a story. So they put out the Second Stage Turbine Blade, which is the second part in the story, and they put out three other records, and then the last record, not the last record they put out, but in that series, the last record they put out in that series was the prequel, so everything that happened before Second Stage Turbine Blade. Second Stage is definitely, you can tell they're younger, and their music is, it's still really complex.
Definitely still really complex.
But not as refined and not as mastered as well as like their later stuff.
Yeah, the it's not like produced as cleanly.
Yeah, which I which like is it like though.
Fine.
Yeah, it fits that record. Like that record feels young. You can tell that he's green because that came out in 2001 or 2002. I think 2001. So a really long time ago, like
yeah,
over 10 years ago, and you can tell that he's still a young kid who, like, he doesn't even have the entire story fleshed out from there, but it still just plays its own part and is its own story and is a start to something that's really cool. And it sets up for their second or their second album, third in the story, in Keeping Secrets of Silent Earth 3, which in my opinion is their best album. And in a lot of people's opinion, if you talk to somebody who likes Coheed, but Second Stage is still really good. Time Consumer is the second
that
song.
That song is so good.
Yeah, and it just starts out with such a fucking tasty jam. Like, the first part of that song is just like 30 seconds of just tasty-ass jam.
Yeah, that song is really good. The just the one line of melody, the Time Consumer, Time Consume Me, is yeah, so fucking awesome. It gets stuck in my head all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're prog. Prog is like probably my favorite genre of music. So they just kind of go off on just extended jam sessions in their songs, and the lyrics are all so well thought out and so, and they're just worded so eloquently. But I was thinking about this the other day, and I think my favorite, like my new favorite Coheed song is on that. Like, my favorite at this point in time, because my favorite song changes.
Yeah.
For a long time, it was 33, which is also on that album. And that's when I first started listening to them. That was my favorite. And then for a long time, it switched over to The Suffering when that album came out. Valorium Camper 1, Faint of Hearts, was a big one for me for a while.
Yeah.
And Gravemakers and Gunslingers was my favorite for a while. So, like, each album has, like, kind of been, had a song that's been my favorite for a while. But Godsend Conspirator is probably my favorite Coheed song right now.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just the, for one thing, the drum beat is super fucking fun.
Yes, it
like,
is.
Like, there are a lot of, like, intricacies within that song. Like, it's just fun to, like, drum along to. And there are a lot of songs like that, but, and I'm not a drummer by any means, but I can still drum along to things and feel like a drummer.
Yeah.
And that song makes me feel like a fucking good drummer. So. Yeah. And I just know a lot of their stuff, but that and the very end of that song when he's, I think the words are, when I meets I become, your dreams can't last forever.
Yeah.
That part of the song is fucking amazing. And like, I was listening to it the other day, and I was at a point in my life where I was at Walmart, and I just felt like, what's the point of fucking doing anything? What's the point of fucking anything at this point? Because I was just not in a good place, because Walmart had beaten it out of me. It was the end of the day. I'm pretty sure I was really sick. I was just at a low point.
Yeah.
And I heard that your dreams can't last forever line, and like, it resonated with me, and it reminded me of why I love Coheed. So the fact that a band that I've been listening to for almost 10 years now, I'd say 8 years, because I think I started listening to him in 06. No, I started in 03, technically, because that's when I first heard them, but they weren't my favorite band back then.
Yeah.
I had just heard their stuff. That was 05. So it might have been 10 years. I might have been listening for 10 years. I can't remember, but it's pretty close, because I started really getting into them. They were my favorite band right before Good Apollo Volume 1 came out, which was 2005. So I think I started listening to them heavily in like 2004.
Yeah.
So I think it's about 10 years now. But they have been my favorite band since then. So that's pretty cool. And they have a big part of my life.
Yeah.
Because my brother was really into them, and he got me into them, and we share that.
That's lovely.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Yes.
But yeah, that's my little spiel. Listen to Coheed and Cambria if you feel like it. A lot of people don't like them, but I do.
Yeah. Listen to him if you feel like it.
And he's just a really cool dude, Claudio Sanchez.
He seems like the sweetest dude.
He seems really nice, and he's just so creative. Like, he does comics. He does like 3 different comic series. He does comics for all the albums. There's a comic series for the Amory Wars, which is what those albums are about. Plus, they just put out a double album in 2012 and 2013. And
The Afterman?
The Afterman, Ascension and Descension, which are pretty good albums.
Yeah.
Not as good as their older stuff, I don't think, but I still enjoy them.
Super fun to listen to.
Yeah, and musically, very, very good. And, like, they sound good now. Like, they have their sound down.
Yeah.
But he's also got Key of Z, which is a comic series that he does. He's got Kill Audio, which is a comic series that he does. And then he's got the Amory Wars stuff. And I think he just keeps doing more and more. Like, he's doing stuff with his wife. I think he writes comics with his wife now. So, really cool people who are doing really cool things. I don't know them, but...
Whoa! Okay. Straight up deep-throated that mic.
All right. No. All right. Well, I think we're going to fucking leave.
I think he's going to go finish with this mic. Jesus.
Hey, you know.
What do I know?
I don't know. I got nothing. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Hoo-hoo.
I don't know. Are you going to play the theme song again to, like, outro us?
Nah, man. I'm going to just go straight into the promo, the Not Safe for Network thing.
Okay. Yeah, Not Safe for Network.
Oh, yeah. There's a Facebook page for that now. So if you ever want to comment on our show, we won't have a Facebook page, but there's a Not Safe for Network page that will put the links of each of our shows on it.
Yeah, so you can go there and talk about us or not.
I'm always commenting on shit over there, so you can find me.
Yeah. Also, the Great Dexter Debate. We're going to Helena tomorrow to record it. It'll be happening this Monday.
It starts on Monday on Montucky Skies, the 28th, and then we are continuing it here on Shooting the Shit Show on the 29th, one week from this episode.
Getting a double epi.
2 eps.
For the price of none. Because it's free.
It's all free. Peace.
So, yeah, goodbye.
We had a good life.
Jack the Ripper. Middle name T. I guess you could take it like that. Jack T. Ripper.
Yeah, if his middle name is the...
Yeah.
At least in his title, that would be the middle initial. So Jack T. Ripper.
T. Ripper. Jack Tripper from Three's Company.
Done and done.
It's over.
That's unfucking believable. You solved the mystery.
Dude, give me my fucking money.
Yeah, no, I agree. Give
somebody,
him his money.
Give
him
me
his
my prize
money.
For that, because I put that shit together.
Folks, it's real. Recognize.
Yeah, John Ritter, woman murderer.
Yeah, dead now, cannot be brought to justice.
Dude, nobody's ever going to know the truth.
Real Roulette with Zach and Biggs.
She covers her body with chicken fat, completely naked.
Down. Yep,
goes running through the camp, and every girl tries to stop her,
but they can't.
But they can't because it's chicken fat.
She slips through them. No, it has been established she's been trying to get at the other black girl.
It doesn't even look like they're even touching.
No,
her. Like, it's the worst acting ever.
No. I just like to imagine that she's the Barry Sanders of this prison camp. Like when she turns it on, ain't nobody can stop her.
Shooting the shit show.
Who would win between Heisenberg and Godzilla? I came to the conclusion that Heisenberg would poison him with rice, and Joe was saying he'd find a way to chemically alter something in the sea and dissolve him or something.
There are two very unknown chemicals that, when combined, react to dissolve kaiju monsters.
Box office battle.
Would you say that the Necronomicon is a MacGuffin of sorts?
No, this is a single book, bound in few and flesh, inked in blood.
Brandon, are you familiar with what a MacGuffin is?
I have no idea.
It's essentially an object, a person, or a place that doesn't really matter, but it's a put in place to drive the plot forward. Because see, I appreciate a film that knows how to use its literary device as well.
It is a literal literary device.
Montucky Sky.
What if we get Fassbender as like the sadistic ruler of this dystopian future?
Yes.
So we have the already sick and twisted Fassbender as the king, and he's getting whispers from someone even more sadistic and Willem Dafoe.
Jesus is RoboCop. This is no longer the driving force of this movie.
Uh-huh.
Not safe for network.